This isn't your typical ribbon cutting. There are two ribbons, one red to represent Springdale, the other purple for Fayetteville. And it's a ribbon cutting that, in the big picture, people would be happier if it didn't have to take place.
The reality is that 1 in 3 women in our state and 1 in 7 men are going to experience some form of intimate partner violence over the course of their lives.
Teresa Mills is the CEO of Peace at Home Family Shelter, a refuge for people seeking to escape violent situations at home. Yesterday, she cut those two ribbons to formally mark the addition of 16 beds in a new space at the shelter. The occasion yesterday afternoon was not to celebrate the need for more space for people fleeing violence, but to take note that more people can be helped. Nearly 6,000 more safe nights a year. Teresa Mills says the 16 beds actually became available in June. 24 hours after those beds could be used, she says, they were.
And upon opening our second floor and having increased capacity, we had so many crisis calls that we were able to fill every single bed in less than 24 hours.
The fundraising campaign to add to the capacity at Peace at Home was supported, she says, with gifts literally from $5 to $50,000, money from private, foundation, corporate, and individual sources. Those at the ribbon cutting yesterday had a chance to go upstairs to see the new spaces. The beds with stuffed animals and the closets with clothes, a sudden reminder that people are in need of the services every day. Teresa Mills says as the explosive growth of Northwest Arkansas continues, the need for safe places like Peace at Home, unsurprisingly, grows as well. She says providing shelter, basic shelter, is the first step. She says the staff strives to go beyond that initial offering.
What we're going to do is really work with that individual around what they want their life to look like in the future. Are there barriers that are keeping them in a dangerous relationship? Are there support structures that they need? And we're going to work with them to make sure that we can provide those services. That might include everything from legal services to transitional housing, financial support, helping them find first month's rent for a new place to live, supporting their children with therapeutic services. It's really individualized around what that survivor needs.
She says Peace at Home works with about 1,500 clients and families every year, and about 450 people stay in the shelter annually. Yesterday, every bed was spoken for. Unlike many crimes, she says, the act of intimate or domestic violence is in the home. So many people staying at the family shelter are leaving almost everything behind.
I think this is the most important work that I could do with my life. I think that we were put on this earth to make a difference, and this is the difference that I was put on this earth to make. This is social justice at the most basic level. I think people have a right to be safe in their own homes, and unfortunately, there are so many women and children and some men who simply do not have that luxury. And it is our duty and grace to be able to provide that every single day for Northwest Arkansas residents.
Teresa Mills is the CEO at Peace at Home Family Shelter. Yesterday, the shelter hosted a formal ribbon cutting to mark the addition of 16 beds for clients. The new space actually became available earlier this summer. You can find out more at peaceathomeshelter.org, and the agency's crisis number is 442-8111.